This is part two of the shiur that we started last week, and the shiur relates to the mitzvah of tefillah. Again, as I mentioned, it might be the beginning of a series, maybe leading up to the Yom Noraim, about tefillah in general, but we're going to start with, we already started with the topic of whether there's a mitzvah to daven. So just to briefly review what we said last week, we went through a fundamental machlokas, Rambam and the Ramban, whether in fact there is a mitzvah in the Torah to daven. The Rambam holds that there is a mitzvah midaraisa to daven. When the Torah says you have to be oved Hashem, avadtem Hashem Elokecha, it means that what is avoda? The definition of avoda is tefillah. And therefore, the Torah is really telling us, even though it's not putting it in the clearest terms, it's just saying avoda, it's really telling us that we're supposed to daven. So the Rambam says, mida oraisa, we have a mitzvah to daven. How often? So it says probably means every day. So we have a mitzvah to daven once a day, every day, mida oraisa. The details, the three times a day, the exact text, that's all midrabanan. But midaraisa, there's a mitzvah to daven once a day. The Ramban disagreed. The Ramban said that we find many, many sources in Chazal where tefillah seems to be treated as a din drabanan, and therefore he says the mitzvah of avodas Hashem is a mitzvah of avodas Hashem. It's not a mitzvah of tefillah. Tefillah is purely midrabanan. Right? That's the sheet of the Ramban. Then at the very end of the Ramban's comment on the Rambam, you know, after he goes through saying that tefillah is only drabanan, he says, yeah, and even if tefillah were d'oraisa, that would only be be'es tzara. That would only be at a time of distress when a person needs to cry out about something and he needs to cry out to the Ribbono Shel Olam because he's suffering through something terrible. That's when tefillah would be d'oraisa, if there were such a thing. So it's unclear what the Ramban really holds. At first he starts off saying, drabanan, drabanan, drabanan. Then he says, oh, and if it were d'oraisa, right? It's like Lahavdil, you know, what was it, O.J. Simpson's book, if I were to do it, right? If it were d'oraisa, what do you mean if it were d'oraisa? Is it d'oraisa? What do you really hold? So it seems that if you look at the Ramban himself, if you read his words carefully, seems to really hold that it's drabanan. Because after all, what's the Ramban doing? Where do we see this Ramban? This was a Ramban on the Sefer HaMitzvos. What does Ramban do in the Sefer HaMitzvos? The Rambam lists you his number 613 of where he gets where he comes up with 613 mitzvos, and the Ramban critiques it by saying that's not really a mitzvah, but you forgot this one and you forgot that one. So what's the Ramban doing over here? He's saying, Rambam, you counted the mitzvah of tefillah as a mitzvah d'oraisa. You're wrong. It's not in the list. And the Ramban takes it out of his count. It doesn't count as one of the 613 mitzvahs, according to the Ramban, which leads you to believe that the Ramban holds that it's never d'oraisa. Not that Beis Tzara is d'oraisa. He throws that in at the end, that he could envision such a shita, but that he doesn't hold such a shita. He would hold it's never d'oraisa. Yeah?
One of the questions that I have is that now it's like 5 years since we've been saying Shir HaMaros Makim for the Matzav in Israel, and when we go to Israel, nobody says it.
Yeah.
And I wonder what the people are waiting for here to realize that was B'yeh Sora.
Right.
And if you keep on saying it, it's going to become part of.
Yeah, we only say it when there's a chola or something.
Oh, really?
I mean, yeah, that's exactly the point. Meaning there should be extra tefillah when it's dafka neis tzara. Now, obviously, in Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to hit a point. I mean, until God willing, you know, when Mashiach comes, we haven't hit. Let's just say this: we haven't hit a point since 1948 where there wasn't some sort of major threat in Eretz Yisrael. So if you're gonna, you know, it's
when the bombs were coming into the south.
Right. So that's when you understand. So yes, now is also scary, but it's not as scary. It's not right in a chinami.
Okay, you're insane.
No, we haven't been insane. But the Ramban, when you read him carefully, seems to hold that really tefillah is midrabanan. But when the Sefer HaChinuch discusses the mitzvah of tefillah, so at the end, after the Sefer HaChinuch goes through the reasons for the mitzvah and some dinim of the mitzvah, at the very end, the Sefer HaChinuch always tells you how to perform the mitzvah or how to violate the avera if it were an avera. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, anyone who doesn't daven in an eis tzara, according to the Ramban, has been mevatel the mitzvah of tefillah. So the Sefer HaChinuch clearly understands that the Ramban holds that there is a mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah, Be'es Tzara. And that's generally the sheet of the Ramban that's quoted. When people talk about the sheet of the Ramban, they always assume like that last throwaway comment of the Ramban, where he says, if there were a tefillah d'oraisa, it would be Be'es Tzara. People generally assume that's the sheet of the Ramban, and no less an authority than the Sefer HaChinuch assumed that that was the sheet of the Ramban, even though when you read the Ramban carefully, it doesn't seem that's what the Ramban really holds. But anyway, we pointed out last week that Rav Soloveitchik had suggested, and Rav Shmuel Marcus told me this week that I believe his grandfather had suggested the same thing, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik had suggested the same thing, that really the Rambam and the Ramban do not fundamentally disagree. They both agree that the mitzvah of Tefillah Midaraisa is only Be'es Tzara. What are they arguing about? How do we define Es Tzara? And this gets to your point a little bit. That if you say like the Ramban, Es Tzara is when we feel an Es Tzara, when the bombs are coming, that's an Es Tzara. Whereas the Rambam says no matter what you're going through in life, no matter what's happening, every single moment is an Es Tzara, because who's to say the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to give you air to breathe in another minute from now just because he gave it to you a minute ago? Who's to say you're going to have food on the table next meal just because you had food on the table last meal? So everything is really always considered an Es Tzara. That's the Vart that Rav Soloveitchik had suggested. Then we went through a couple of nafkaminas between the Rambam and the Ramban, but I want to move on from that, and we're going to move on today to Rayos, proofs either way. So the proofs of the Ramban are very straightforward. The Gemara always refers to Tefillah as a Drabanan. The Gemara in Maseches Sukkah, when it talks about stopping a meal to do other things, says you don't have to stop a meal when you realize you didn't daven, because Tefillah is only Drabanan. But let's say to stop for Kriya Shema, that you would have to do because Kriya Shema is Daraisa. The Gemara very clearly distinguishes between the two. The Gemara talks about what a Bal Keri, someone who's Tameh because of Tumas Keri, because he had a seminal emission, right? So does he have to daven? So the Gemara says, well, he's got to do something about Kriya Shema, something about Birchas HaMazon, but Tefillah, it's only Drabanan. Whereas Kriya Shema, Birchas HaMazon, or Daraisa, Tefillah is only Drabanan. These are explicit Gemaras. So very difficult to ignore these Gemaras. The Ramban says, and these are the Gemaras that the Ramban uses to prove his point, that Tefillah has to only be Drabanan. Those are the problems, the major problems that the Ramban raises with the Rambam. But perhaps even more difficult is if you look at the Rambam himself in source number 9, the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah Nesias Kapayim Perek Yud Halacha Vav. So what's the classic nafkamina of something that's Drabanan or Daraisa? So the normal nafkamina, we always say, is it a mitzvah Drabanan? Is it a mitzvah Daraisa? What do we always look for? What's going to be the nafkamina? What's the barometer? How do we test whether something's Drabanan or Daraisa? What would be the halacha in the case of Safek? If it were Safek and it's a din Daraisa, the rule is Safek Daraisa l'chumra. If it's Safek and it's a Drabanan, Safek Drabanan l'kula. That's always the easy test. So if the Rambam holds Tefillah's Doraisa, we can fully expect that if a person has a suffix whether he daven today or not, that the Rambam's going to say what?
You should daven.
Tefillah's Doraisa, suffix Doraisa l'chumra. Says the Rambam, Misha nistapik lo im hispalel im lo hispalel. If someone is not certain if they davened or did not daven, eino chozer um hispalel. They do not daven. They don't daven again. Elim kein mispal tefillah zuah dashi shi nedava. Unless you do a tefillah nedava, something like that, but you don't daven again. So it sounds very clearly the Rambam holds safek da oraisa lekula, that you don't have to go daven again, even though generally the rule is safek da oraisa lechumra. So this Rambam seems like he holds tefillah is really only a derabanan. So that's somewhat perplexing. That's somewhat difficult. The Rambam seems to be against himself. Also, the Ramban seems to be against himself. The Ramban who holds that Tefillah is Drabanan, so it's true, by Safek he'll be Mekel, right, because it's Drabanan. But look at the Ramban on Chumash. Well, actually, it didn't make it into your version of the Mar Makamos. I'll read to you a Ramban on Chumash in Sefer Vayikra, Perach of Gimel Pasuk Beis. The Ramban writes, in the discussion of Yom Tovim, Mikra'i Kodesh, so we call Yom Tovim Mikra'i Kodesh, says the Ramban, what does it mean, Mikra'i Kodesh? Sheyihiyu bayom hazeh kulam kruim v'ne'asafim l'kadesh oso. Everyone should gather together to be mekadesh the day. Ki mitzvahi al Yisraeli kavets bebeis elokim biyom moed lekadesh hayom befarhesya, because there's a mitzvah on the Jewish people on the holidays to gather together in the Beis HaMikdash and sanctify the day in a public way, b'tfilah, with tfilah, v'halel lakel, and halel to the Ribbon Shalom b'ksus nekia, and nice clothing. So the Ramban's definition of a phrase in the Torah, Mekrei Kodesh, of the mitzvah of Yontif, of how we celebrate Yontif, Mekrei Kodesh, part of the definition is tefillah. It's hard to say that tefillah is only a rabbinic concept if that's the very definition of how to fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa of Mekrei Kodesh. So not only is the Rambam against himself, the Ramban seems to be against himself as well. You don't think it's a kasha. Why?
Because you also said, what are the other two
things? Ah, very good. So Rav Asher Weiss points out it's not a kasha at all. Because are you going to say ksus nekia is a din d'oraisa? Are you going to say, meaning that you have to wear clean clothing? That's a din d'oraisa? You're going to say that bifarhesya, publicly davening, is a din d'oraisa?
No.
Whoever heard such a thing, that publicly davening is a din d'oraisa? No. All of these things go into how we go about sanctifying something. The halacha is we're supposed to get together in Yerushalayim and sanctify. How do we sanctify? So we daven, we wear nice clothing, but that's just part of creating the mood. The mood is what's d'oraisa. Creating that sense of Kiddush Hashem, that's what's d'oraisa. How do we go about creating the Kiddush Hashem? So the Rabbanan had a whole bunch of ideas. So really the Ramban is not a stira. The Rambam, the problems with the Rambam are a little bit more difficult. You know, namely that the Rambam is against all of Shas, basically. That every single time the Gemara discusses a situation of tefillah, the Gemara always says, yeah, tefillah is only the Rabbanan. And the Rambam comes along and says, nah, it's d'oraisa. How can he be against every Gemara and Shas? So that's the primary issue we're going to deal with tonight. Three separate approaches, some overlap a little bit, in terms of defending the Rambam. What in the world is the Rambam talking about, that tefillah is d'oraisa, when the Gemara says, well, you don't have to stop your meal for tefillah because it's only d'rabbanan. It's not like the Gemara just says you don't have to stop your meal for tefillah and we assume it's because it's d'rabbanan. The Gemara says explicitly because it's d'rabbanan. The Gemara says explicitly Balkeri does not daven, although he does have to worry about Kriyat Shema and Birkas Hamazon, he doesn't daven because it's d'rabbanan. The Gemara constantly says tefillah is d'rabbanan. What's the Rambam going to do with all those Gemaras? And why does the Rambam himself paskin that when you have a suffix, whether you davened, that you don't have to daven, that you could be mekel, and you don't say l'chumra? So the first defense of the Rambam is the Kesef Mishnah. If you look in source number 10, says the Kesef Mishnah, in the middle of the first line there, kolomar matbeya hatfila zos, v'umi lashon v'shinantem, that the exact format of the tefillah is not the oraisa, umeata, meaning it's just that the chiyuv to daven is the oraisa. What you say, which words you say, that's not the oraisa. Umeata, masha amru bebalkeri she'enu mespalel. Why is it then that we say balkeri doesn't daven? Says the Kesef Mishnah, haynu she'enu mespalel tefillah zu benusuch zeh shalosh pam bayom. The Gemara doesn't mean a Balkeri doesn't daven. Davening is a din d'oraisa. Balkeri should have to daven also, just like he has to bench, and just like he has to say Kriya Shema. It doesn't mean a Balkeri doesn't daven. It means a Balkeri doesn't do Shachris Mincha Mariv. Balkeri doesn't say Shmona Esrei. And that's the Rabbanan. But some tefillah? That's the d'oraisa, of course. Even a Balkeri would have to do something. Aval Omer hu la'atzmo tefillah k'tzara pamachas b'yom. He certainly has to say some short, abbreviated tefillah once a day. Everyone's got to do that. That's, in fact, how the Magen Avraham explains the minhag that women didn't daven, that a lot of women didn't daven. He said, because midoraisa yotze with one tefillah katsara, with any short tefillah, so if they say moda'ani, maybe they're already yotze, the mitzvah of tefillah. Because the mitzvah of tefillah midoraisa is just saying something. So he says, when the Gemara says that a balkeri doesn't daven because tefillah is only drabanan, that's because once you've already said something, any other tefillah is drabanan. That's all the Gemara means. That's one answer, Kesef Mishnah says. Inami says the Kesef Mishnah, another possibility. Yesh koach bi'ad chachamim lakar davar min haTorah. The rabbis have the right to tell you sometimes to go against what it says in the Torah, as long as it's passive. As long as rabbis are telling you what not to do. The rabbis cannot come along and tell you to eat a cheeseburger, because that's active. But they can tell you not to pick up Lulav and Esrog today, like they do when the Yontif falls out on Shabbos. Right? The Rabbanan can tell you not to do a mitzvah d'oraisa. So when it comes to a Baal Keri, really, on a Doraisa level, since Tefillah is a mitzvah Doraisa, a Baal Keri should daven. But the rabbis have the right to tell you, you know what, we don't like it. Baal Keri shouldn't daven. So that's the koach of the Chachamim. So what's the problem with that answer? So what does the Gemara say? A Baal Keri should not daven, the Gemara says.
But he should say Shema.
But Shema you should do. Now, if you're going to say that the rabbis were Oker Davim Rav Torah, and they tell you not to do a certain mitzvah d'oraisa, why would they only pick on tefillah? Right? Why would they dafka say with the Baal Keri, don't daven, but do the other stuff. Do the other mitzvah d'oraisa. If they're going to be Oker Davim Rav Torah for a Baal Keri, because they think he's tamei and it's inappropriate for him to be dealing with Kedusha, why do they pick on this mitzvah d'oraisa? And the other mitzvah d'oraisa they're totally okay with. Right? Just choosing that one is very unusual. But that's the Kesef Mishnah's approach.
Rav Soloveitchik, I think, held that tefillah is Shmon Esrei, period.
Right, well, that's certainly what tefillah is when the Gemara describes it, right? But nevertheless, that's midrabanan, meaning that's what we do to be Yotzei Tefillah. But midoraisa, according to everybody, you don't need to do Shmon Esrei. The Shmon Esrei brachos, or Yotzei brachos that we say, we're certainly not instituted, we're not you know, mandated by the Torah. So it's clearly midrabanan. Yeah.
There's some distinction between Shmon Esrei and the other. Shmon Esrei, you're standing and making a bakash in front of the Baruch Shalom, you're asking for certain things. It's not appropriate if you're talking to sins, talk, and ask for certain.
So Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim of Kriya Shema and Birch Samazim, which is a thank you. So that the Chacham aren't going to be okay, but to go in front of the Ribbono Shel Ki'ilu as if you're dressed in inappropriate clothing to be Omid Lefnei HaMelech, so you're dressed in this tuma to be Omid Lefnei HaMelech to ask for things. What kind of chutzpah? You go in front of the Ribbono Shel and ask for things when you're bituma, and that's why the Rabban Dafka picked on tefillah. That's a good idea. I like that. That's a very nice answer. I think that makes a lot of sense. So these are the two approaches of the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah says, either in all of these Gemaras, and you have to realize, it's not just in the Gemara about the Baal Keri. In all the Gemaras where the Gemara says tefillah is drabanan, it's assuming you already said some sort of tefillah. That's the first approach. You already said something to be Yotzei Yerchiv Daraisa. When the Gemara says you're sitting and you're eating your meal, you don't have to stop your meal to daven, because tefillah is drabanan, it means you must have said modani that morning. It means you did something already to daven. That's what the Kesef Mishnah suggests. And then his second answer, like we said, is that the Chacham were oker, even though in a chinami there is a mitzvah daraisa to daven when you're a Baal Keri, the Chacham uprooted that mitzvah. Now, there are several issues with the Kesef Mishnah's approach to the Rambam, and the Shagas Aryeh brings up all the issues. If you look in source number 14, we're not going to read the whole source, but the Shagas Aryeh, I underlined some key sections, so I guess we'll just pick on the underlined sections. If you look in the Shagas Aryeh, he says, he quotes the Kesef Mishnah, and he rips it to shreds, which is not unusual for the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh, in general, that was his approach. He liked to quote earlier authorities. Normally, he quoted much earlier. The Kesef Mishnah is like... was not even that early. Kesef Mishnah is the author of the Shulchan Aruch, it's the Beis Yosef. So you're talking 15th century. He preferred to quote, you know, Rashi and Tosfos and say, here's what Rashi says, here's what Tosfos says, this is why Rashi is wrong, this is why Tosfos is wrong. And he always had innovative his own ideas. They say that the rule is that Achronim don't argue with Rishonim. There are always some exceptions to the rule. There are certain Achronim that have no problems arguing with Rishonim. And, made a living arguing with Rishonim. That was the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh had no problem arguing with Rishonim. So Shagas Aryeh, in this tshuva, essentially what he does is he quotes the Kesef Mishnah, then he rips it to shreds. So how does he rip it to shreds? So take a look at the first underlined section. Hinei masha kasav diyesh koch biyatcham lakar davim ratorah, that which the Kesef Mishnah says that the rabbis have the ability to uproot a mitzvah d'oraisa, emes amar. Yeah, that's true. But we know that for a Baal Keri, the rabbis didn't uproot dinim d'oraisa. They required him to at least think Kriya Shema in his mind. They required him to still say Birch Samazon, Mishum Dumi Doraisa, because those are Doraisa. If Tefillah were Doraisa, you should require that. So that's the question we mentioned before. Binyamin gave a very logical answer to that question. That maybe there's a difference between Kriya Shema and Birch Samazan on the one hand, and Tefillah on the other hand, and that by Tefillah you're doing Bakashos. So the only thing is, what about those Tefillahs that you're not doing Bakasha? Right? What about, let's say, a Shabbos davening for a Balkari? So maybe if it's not about Bakasha, it's just Shevach, so then maybe it should be different. We say Shevach is, in general, is also not appropriate. It's just to give Hakar Satov, you could do it as Balkari, and Kabbalah Samach Shemai, maybe all tefillah should be different. Okay. Anyway, that's Kasha number one in the Shagas Aryeh. Then go to the next underlined section. Umasha Kasav Bidchila, and that which he said before that, because the Mishnah said in the line before that, Bibalkari She'enu mispalel, haynu she'enu mispalel tefila zu benosach zeh. Aval omer hu la'atzmo tefila k'tzara. That which the Kesef Mishnah says, that when the Gemara says the Balkari doesn't daven, it means he doesn't daven Shemone Esrei. But of course, he must have davened something. He has to daven something, because tefila is d'oraisa. He's got to say moda'ani at least, something. So he says, einu b'mashma, d'lov le'le Gemara listo, me'le l'faresh. He says, says the Shagas Aryeh, that makes logical sense. But the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said Balkari doesn't daven. The Gemara didn't say Balkari should daven a tefillah katzara. The Gemara didn't say Balkari should say moda ani. It said Balkari doesn't daven. So it's nice, because the Mishnah wants to say, oh, it means he doesn't daven anything beyond the tefillah katzara. That's something that probably should have been explained in the Gemara. Ikur chasim and asefer. The Gemara is missing a very key line if that's not in the Gemara. So that's the other kasha, the second kasha. If you go weiter in the next underlined section, va'od harei birchsa mazanami ikaro min haTorah, va'nusach shalau midivrei sofrim. Birchsa mazon is also something that's really a mitzvah da'oraisa, and the rabbis told you the exact text to say. Right? This past week's parasha, we also had the mitzvah birchsa mazon, v'yachalta v'svata v'irachta, is a mitzvah da'oraisa, but the Torah doesn't tell us what to say. It just says v'irachta. The Chachamim came along and formulated a text, gave words for Birchas HaMazon.
So would that just be considered a Darabaran or a...
So when you do it, when you do the mitzvah, you're supposed to do it the way the Darabaran told you to do, but you're doing a mitzvah Daraisa. Right? So all he's saying is, then tefillah should be the same thing. Tefillah also, no one told you what to say, the Torah didn't tell you what to say, the Chachamim came along and told you what to say. So when you say it, that should be a Daraisa. He says, "Kedamrin perik shol shashach, k'mosh kasev Rambam, v'gam kaim lein hatova meitavav daraisa." 1 second, im kaim nimanavshuk. So he says, if that's the case, im balkari mevarich birchas hamazon benusach takanos chachamim v'gam hatova meitiv. So if a balkari is going to say the full birchas hamazon, so think again. What did the Kesef Mishnah say? No, balkari shouldn't daven the whole thing because all that extra stuff, all Shmona Esrei, that's only drabanan. He should just say a tefillah katzara. Says Shaksari, excuse me, but Balkari is supposed to bench the whole thing. Why doesn't he just say, thank you, God? We just had a shiur this past Shabbos. Mr. Novetsky quoted the Gemara about Binyamin Raya, right? That Binyamin the shepherd, whose entire Birchas HaMazon consisted of Brich Rachmana Dahai Pita. Blessed is the God of this bread. Thank you, God, for the food. So that's all you need me, Daraisa. So don't tell me that the Gemara is saying, when the Gemara says that a Balkari doesn't daven, he shouldn't daven that whole text of Shemona Esrei, because that's all the Rabban, and rather he should just say a short, whatever's Doraisa, whatever you can get away with Doraisa, Modani or something. Because then the Gemara should have said the same thing about Birchas HaMazon. Instead of saying the whole text of Birchas HaMazon with Atova Meitav, which is purely Drabban, with all these brachos that are formulated by the rabbis, just say Brich Rachmana, the High Pita, and be done with it. So obviously, once the Rabban formulated that text, and we allow you to say that text as a Balkari, because that's how we fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa, they should have also allowed you to say the whole tefillah, a whole Shemona Esrei, because that's how we fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa.
When the Rabbanan made the rule and said, this is how you daven, are they saying that this is the only way you can daven?
Excellent. This is where we're going to get to that in a moment. Excellent. Next point he makes in the next underlined section, Od Kasav Ramban, Va'od Shemisha Ne'enas Lo Espal B'Shachras U'B'Mincha Nestapik Ba'atzmo Safik Espal Safik Lo Espalel. If someone isn't sure if they davened, so him came L'fi Divrei Rav Ha'Yitzorach Lachzor Lo Espalel. The Ramban asks on the Rambam, according to you, Rambam, that Tfil is Daraisa, if you're not sure if you davened today, like we said before, the rule should be Safik Daraisa L'Chor Mishra, have to daven again. V'heim pasku li olam b'kol safek b'tfila she'enu chozer mispalel mipnei she'imid rabbanan. But the Ramban writes, look in every Gemara that talks about a safek, whether you davened, always says don't daven, because it's a drabbanan. And that the Rambam himself even paskins that. V'eishav ha'kesef mishlo. So how does the kesef mishlo answer that one? If shalom ar shalom rusafik spal safik lo spal she'enu chozer mispalel, ha'enu dafka b'shalom nistapik lo b'kol tfila sayom ha'u. Avon mistabik lo ken chozer mispalel. You know when the Gemara is talking about that if you're not sure if you davened, that you should not daven, that you could be mekel and not daven because it's Rabbanan? That's assuming that you must have said some tefillah that day. You're just not sure if you said Shmona Esrei, but you said some tefillah that day. Even if you didn't daven Shacharis, Mincha, Mar, but maybe you said Melda'ani. Right? So you said something. And he says that's how the Kesef Mishnah explains. The Gemara has an unusual comment about Rabbi Yehuda, who obviously from the Gedolei Atanaim, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda didn't daven three times a day. He, in fact, would go a month without davening. So it's a little bit difficult to deal with, according to the Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah says, nah, he would say Modani every day, don't worry. So he didn't say Shmona Esrei, he didn't show up to Shacharis to Mincha, he was too caught up in his learning or whatever, he didn't want to be Mevatel Torah to stop to daven. Someone just told me a story of Rosh Yeshiva, one of the yeshivas who could say there every night, he's sitting there learning a sugya and they start davening Maariv and he doesn't even notice that they start davening Maariv. And then at the end of Maariv, he looks up and he gets up to the bima and claps to make a baruch hu because he missed the whole thing. Right? He's just so caught up in his learning, you know, that he misses the whole thing. So that's what the Kesef Mishnah writes to defend the Rambam. Says the Shagas Aryeh, Gamze Eino Nachon. Says, in case you're wondering what I'm going to think about that, that's also incorrect. Whereas if you're not sure if you said Kriya Shema, you have to say Kriya Shema again. If you're not sure if you davened, you don't. You don't daven again. And the Gemara says, but if your old Kriya Shema is Drabbanan, then even if you're not sure if you said Kriya Shema, you would do what? You would not. If you thought it was Drabbanan, you would say not to do it, right? If you hold Kriya Shema is Drabbanan. Now, if the Suffolk Hispalel case is defined by the Rambam as you definitely davened, you just didn't daven Shmona Esrei, so the Suffolk Kriya Shema case, what's the halach of Kriya Shema Midaraisa? There are several shittos. What do you have to do to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Midaraisa? You don't have to do all three parshiyos to be yotzei Midaraisa. Pasuk Rishon, yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Midaraisa. Maybe the first parsha. Certainly, you don't have to do everything. What if you? So the case of Safek Kara Kriya Shema then should be, if it's parallel, if the Rambam is going to understand Safek is parallel, it's talking about where you did some sort of tefillah Midaraisa. So then the case of Safek Kara Kriya Shema must also be talking about where you did some Kriya Shema Midaraisa. But then why does the Gemara assume that you would be Chozer and say Kriya Shema again? It just doesn't make sense. The Gemara doesn't flow. It makes certain assumptions about a Safek Tefillah that it doesn't make about Safek Kara Kriya Shema. So for all these reasons, Shagas Aryeh says that the Kesef Mishnah's explanation of the Rambam is wrong. It happens to be Rav Asher Weiss defends the Kesef Mishnah's explanation, and he says that there's a fundamental difference, and this is what Avi was referring to before, there's a fundamental difference between the way the Rabbanan developed the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and Birchas HaMazon versus the way they developed the mitzvah of Tefillah. When it came to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and Birchas HaMazon, there is a kernel there. Right? The mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon to bless the Ribbono Shel Olam for the bread, and the Rabbanan expanded on that. They said, well, you should throw in Eretz Yisrael, and you should throw in Atov Emet, right? Throw in all these other ideas, Bon Yerushalayim, and they expanded that kernel. When it comes to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, so there's Pasuk Rishon, okay, read the first parsha, the second parsha, they expanded on it. When it comes to Tefillah, says Rav Asher Weiss, there was no mitzvah of Tefillah, really. Even the Rambam, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is Avodas Hashem, Avadim Hashem Elokechem. The Rabbanan came up with the whole idea of how to do that through tefillah. So the Rabbanan had a lot more input into the formation of the mitzvah of tefillah than they did by those other mitzvahs. So it could be that's why, even though you're right, Birchas HaMazon and Kriyat Shema also have a kernel that's Daraisa and lots of it that's only Drabanan. But the kernel that's Daraisa is very strong and still there after the Rabbanan instituted whatever they institute. When it comes to Tefillah, the real mitzvah is Avoda. So it's very non-specific. There's no specific kernel in Tefillah that's the mitzvah. That's what the Torah was talking about. The Rabbanan developed the whole thing, the whole Nusach, beginning to end, is all Midrabbanan. It's not like there was a Nusach Midaraisa and they expanded on it. So it could be that that's the Chilik. And all the answers we're going to see are going to be along those same lines. They're going to be, you know, pretty much along those same lines. If you look, for instance, in Rav Shach, in the Avi Ezri, which is source number 11 on the sheet. So Rav Shach, in the Sefer Avi Ezri, writes as follows. He says, V'nir bazeh, t'inei ha-takana b'tfilah ha-yeshe yispal t'sha'a yisrei brachos im daito m'chvenes, avul n'tar yispal t'filas avinenu be'emtza shibracha achas mein kolem tzayos. What do we do to daven? We say 19 brachos if we're able to concentrate, and if not, there's an abridged version. Okay. And then he goes on to say, and if you're walking in a makam sakana, so then you just say a tefillah katsara, a short tefillah, tzarcha amcha yisol merubim, right, whatever the tefillah is that the Gemara tells us. And if you look in the fourth line, u betefillah zu enu yotzei chavaso, da'achar kach kishmagil makam shiatzim min ha-sakana, chozim mispal at sha'asre brachos, and then when you get to wherever you're going to, then you, even if you daven a tefillah katsara on the road, you still daven the full shmona esrei, right? Even though l'chora, you should have been yotzei yuchiv daraisa with whatever you said on the road, because you said something. So he says, v'lama lo etzrichos alakach, mizeh muchach sha'ach, so this is the key line. Mizeh muchach, sha'achrei takonis chacham she'tzarech l'spal sha'esrei. Once the rabbis came up with this idea of saying 19 brachos, okru chachamim b'shevi altaseh hachiv tefila. The Rabbanan took the chiyuv tefillah daraisa and threw it out the window. Said, forget about that. That's not here anymore. Now you don't have that mitzvah. You have our mitzvah now. The chiyuvo hu rak b'tshayasrei brachos, o bavinenu shakol l'shem kalem tzayos. The only mitzvah of tefillah that we have nowadays is the Shmoneh Esrei. The whatever tefillah k'tzara the Rambam might have thought was that the Torah was talking about, the Torah was talking about it, but the Rabbanan threw it out. The Rabbanan said, you can no longer be Yotzei the mitzvah Daraisa with that tefillah. Does the Rabbanan have that kind of power? They can take something. The Torah says, you Yotzei mitzvah Daraisa by doing this. The Rabbanan say, you do that, you get nothing. You're not even Yotzei mitzvah Daraisa. Where do we find that the Rabbanan could do something like that? So he says, you find it all over Shas, really. You find it in the very first Mishnah in Shas. Right? There's a machlokas, what's the latest time to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? Right? So we have Shita, whether you have Sof HaShmur Rishona, Chatzos, or the end of the night, right? So what's the Shita that says Chatzos? The Chum hold Chatzos. What's the idea behind that? So the Mishnah itself explains that really they held, you could say Kriya Shema all night, but they were worried that if you procrastinate and you wait till after Chatzos, you're going to end up missing Kriya Shema, so they said you only have until Chatzos. Says the Gemara, okay, that's very nice. They wanted to protect us, make sure we don't forget it. What if right now it's an hour past Chatzos and I still didn't say Kriya Shema? What should I do now? Should I say Kriya Shema? Meaning, Midoraisa, that's what I'm supposed to do. Midoraisa, I have all night, right? So should I say Kriya Shema now? Says Gemara, no. The Rabbanan took away that mitzvah. The mitzvah no longer applies after Chatzos. But it's a Doraisa mitzvah. Apparently the Rabbanan have that kind of power. They say, no, now the way to do the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema is to do it during this time period before Chatzos. And after Chatzos is no longer a mitzvah. That which the Torah says, if you do exactly this prescription, is a mitzvah, the Rabbanan tell you, follow that prescription, you're going to get nothing even on a d'oraisa level. Not that you're not mekayim mitzvah d'oraisa, you're not mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. Where else do we have it? The Gemara in Sukkah has a discussion, how large is the minimum size of a sukkah? Right, so there's machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether the sukkah has to be the size of Rosh of a Rubo, the size of a human being, of a person, which we assume is 6 tfachim by 6 tfachim. I don't know why we assume a square person, but we assume 6 tfachim by 6 tfachim is the size of a person. Or Rosh of a Rubo vishulchano. You also need to fit the shulchan in the sukkah, the table, which is 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim. right? Then the Gemara discusses, what if you have shulchanu b'toch habayis? You're sitting in the sukkah borders on your house, and you have shulchanu b'toch habayis. Right? So then the Gemara says that there is a shita that if you have shulchanu b'toch habayis, that you're not yotzei, because shema yimashech achar shulchanu. That we're afraid if your table's in the house, you're going to end up in the house. If you're eating off of a table that's in the house, you're going to lean over, you're going to move around, you're going to end up sitting in the house. So the Gemara has a line where it says that certain chachamim came and they saw someone sitting in a sukkah where it was shulchanu b'toch habayis, and they said, "Ooh, im kein asisa lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha." If this is what you've been doing, you never got the mitzvah of sukkah. You never fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah. Now wait a second. Everybody agrees that shulchanu b'toch habayis is only a problem. If it is a problem, it's only a problem because what? The Rabbanan were worried you might end up sitting where your table is. A rabbinic concern for sure. Only a concern me, the Rabbanan. Definitely not a concern me, Daraisa. On a Daraisa level, you're good. You're sitting in your sukkah, you're fine. No one's worried on a Daraisa level you're going to end up in the house. That's purely me, the Rabbanan. But what's the lashon that they use? Im kein asisa, if this is what you've done, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. You never fulfill the mitzvah Daraisa of sukkah. And that's what Tosos says, that you didn't even fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa. Happens to be the Shitas Haran is, no, it means that you didn't fulfill the mitzvah the right way, the way the Rabbanan want you to do it, but d'oraisa you did fulfill. But says Rav Shach, at least you have Shitas HaTosos, that the Rabbanan have the right to say, this exact act, exactly that the Torah tells you, you do this and you get the mitzvah, the Rabbanan can come and say, do that and you're not going to get the mitzvah. Because we've altered the mitzvah. We've changed it around entirely. So says Rav Shach, that's exactly what the Rabbanan did with tefillah. That enochinami, there used to be a mitzvah daraisa of tefillah. There's no longer a mitzvah daraisa of tefillah. Now all there is Shmoneh Esrei. And that is purely invented by the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan tell you, the only way you're ever going to get the mitzvah of tefillah is by doing what we do. You do any other sort of tefillah, and it's not going to be a mitzvah d'oraisa. Now, how does that answer all of our questions? Because wait a second, doesn't that mean that when I daven Shmoneh Esrei, I'm doing the mitzvah d'oraisa the way the Rabbanan want me to do it? It's still d'oraisa then, right? Shouldn't that make it d'oraisa? So says Rav Shach in the second paragraph in source number 11, Umeata linyan balkeri, Asru bihirhu rafilu l'tfila, umishum shetfila d'rabanan, haynu sha'chiyuv humi d'rabanan. Tfila mi d'rabanan means that the chiyuv to daven, the way we daven is d'rabanan. Av shekeshe mispalel mekaye mitzvah d'oraisa. Even though you're right, when we do it, we get a mitzvah d'oraisa, but exactly what we do is a mitzvah d'rabanan. V'chein l'nin savik enochozim mispalel. So why is it when I'm not sure if I davened or not, do I not have to daven again? Because what I would have to do is definitely d'rabanan, right? If I'm not sure if I davened or not, so why don't I just say it's tefillah k'tzara? Because there is no such thing as tefillah k'tzara anymore. There's no such thing as just saying modan anymore. The rabbis got rid of that. So what would I do? Say Shmoneh Esrei? You're going to tell me Shmoneh Esrei is d'oraisa? It's not d'oraisa. Shmoneh Esrei is d'rabanan. You can't be machmir mi safek if I'm not sure if I said Shmoneh Esrei, right? So that's why all these rules of Drabanan apply to tefillah, because once Drabanan came along, they robbed us of the mitzvah d'oraisa, and they replaced it with the mitzvah Drabanan of saying Shmoneh Esrei. Yes, when you say the Shmoneh Esrei, you're getting some sort of kiyum d'oraisa, but still, the actual obligation of what we're supposed to say is purely invented by the rabbis. It's purely midrabanan. That's the chiddush that Rav Shach wants to suggest. Now, where else do we have this? Another example of this might be Minchas Chinuch discusses when it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddush. I believe the first Tuesday night shiur I ever gave in the shul was on this topic, the mitzvah of Kiddush on Friday night. Right? There is a Nodeb Yehuda, Dagel Mervava, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch that asks the question that if all you really need to do to get the mitzvah, to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush, is, as the Rambam defines, say some nice words about Shabbos, so every man, when he davened Shmoneh Esrei in shul on Friday night, was already yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush midaraisa, and his wife did not daven Mariv, was not yet yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush midaraisa. And there is a sheet of the Rush, or a supposed sheet of the Rush, that holds that there's no such concept of Kol Yisrael Arev Mizel Zeh between men and women, that women are not included in Arvos. So how could a man who's already been yotzei his mitzvah of kiddush daraisa be motzi his wife when he comes home from shul when she hasn't been yotzei her mitzvah of kiddush daraisa? That's the kasha of Dagon Ravava. So, leaving aside that kasha, what's the mitzvah of kiddush midaraisa? The mitzvah of kiddush is, Rabbi Kiviger says, you say Shabbat Tava, Shabbos is good, or good Shabbos, right? That's the mitzvah of kiddush midaraisa. You don't say good Sunday, good Monday, good Tuesday. You say good Shabbos. You've singled out Shabbos as a day that is special, that's unique. By the way you speak about it, that's the mitzvah of kiddush midaraisa. When the Torah says you have to be mekadesh Shabbos, that's how you do it, right? Says the Menachas Chinuch, why do we assume that we're required to make a whole kiddush al hakos when we come home Friday night? Why weren't we yotzei ready in shul? So obviously it's a din d'rabbanan to make kiddush al hakos. Says the Menachas Chinuch, and this is in an attempt to answer the Dagon Ravava's question, says the Menachas Chinuch, not only that, not only is it a d'rabbanan to make kiddush al hakos, but once the rabbanan instituted kiddush al hakos, they told you how to do kiddush. They took the mitzvah of kiddush daraisa and said it's no longer a mitzvah. They took the mitzvah of saying good Shabbos, which is really the mitzvah of kiddush, and they said, that doesn't do it anymore, on a daraisa level even. Even with daraisa, that doesn't work, because the rabbanan have the right to reformulate how we do a mitzvah daraisa. And they can take the way the Torah says to do a mitzvah daraisa and say that it's no longer a mitzvah. These are the examples that Rav Shach comes up with, and he says that's exactly what happened with tefillah, and that's why tefillah follows all the Drabbanan rules. The problem with this approach is there's another mitzvah like that also, where the Rabbanan formulated exactly how to do the mitzvah d'oraisa, and that is the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon. Torah says, V'achalta v'savata v'irachta, and the Rabbanan came up with this whole formulation. If Rav Shach is correct, that whenever the rabbis do this, whenever they reformulate how to do a mitzvah d'oraisa, it now turns into a mitzvah d'rabbanan, the Gemara should always assume Birchas HaMazon is also d'rabbanan. Yet what does the Gemara say about a Baal Keri? Baal Keri, when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, he better bench, because that's d'oraisa. But tefillah is only d'rabbanan. Why should there be any difference? If the point is that whenever there's a mitzvah d'oraisa and the rabbanan tell you, no, don't do it that way, do it our way, they're basically turning it into a mitzvah d'rabbanan and they're getting rid of the mitzvah d'oraisa, why don't you say they did the same thing by Birchas HaMazon? Right? So that's the weakness, that's what seems to be the weakness in that approach, in Rav Shach's approach. Good. So those are the basic approaches. Again, we had the approach of the Kesef Mishnah, that we're always assuming that you did some sort of davening, and that's why the Gemara always assumes that tefillah is d'rabbanan, because you must have said some sort of tefillah katsara. Shagasari rejected it for many reasons. We had Rav Asher Weiss's approach that I mentioned briefly, that tefillah is avoda, that's really the mitzvah. It's not that you started with this kernel of mitzvah d'orais and expanded it. The Rabbanan made up the whole thing. That the mitzvah of tefillah d'oraisa, the Rabbanan made up from beginning to end how to do it, whereas when it comes to Birchas HaMazon and Kriya Shema, you had a kernel and the Rabbanan only expanded it. And then you have Rav Shach, who suggests that the Rabbanan basically have the ability to take a mitzvah d'oraisa, throw it in the garbage, say it's no longer a mitzvah d'oraisa, and turn it into, you do it our way, and it's only going to be a mitzvah d'Rabbanan, and you're going to follow the rules of mitzvah d'Rabbanan. Regardless of what it is, d'oraisa, d'Rabbanan, otherwise, by most mitzvahs we say a bracha. Why is there no bracha on the mitzvah of tefillah? Meaning, why don't we say before davening, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kidishanu B'mitzvos V'tzivanu L'Hispalel Al HaTefillah, whatever. Make some nusach ha-bracha. Why is there no bracha on tefillah? So I saw four different approaches based on, even if you hold this Rabbanan, we do make brachas on mitzvahs Rabbanan. We said, the Gemara asks in two places in Shas, Heichan Tzivanu, how could we say Asher Kidishanu B'mitzvos V'tzivanu Aner Chanukah? Where in the Torah does it tell us about, where God commands us about Ner Chanukah? So Gemara says, Lo Sasu, there's a pasuk in the Torah that tells you have to listen to the rabbis, and therefore we make Asher Kishon Mitzvos Vitzvanu on Ner Chanukah. We make Asher Kishon Mitzvos Vitzvanu on Lulav and Esrog after the first day, Begvul, and even though it's only Drabbanan. That's fine. We make Brachas on Mitzvos Drabbanan. Why no Brach on Tefillah? So very briefly, just to go through the basic answers, Magen Avram says, because there's no Keva for Tefillah. There's no set amount for Tefillah. So therefore we're not going to, meaning we have a concept of halavai she'espala kol yom kulo, that halavai, the Gemara says, a person should be able to daven all day. It's not like you finish Mon Esrei, now you can't daven anymore, you're done, there's nothing else to do. No, you could still continue davening. There's always more to say, more to be mevakesh, more shevach to give the Ribbono Shel Olam. You could add in kapitel chetehillim or whatever it is. Since there's no keva, there's no bracha. If that's the approach, then you could say the same thing about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? There's no bracha in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim because kol ha-marbe hareze meshubach. The more you add to it, it's all still part of the same mitzvah. Primogadim suggests in this psicha, tilchas tefila, that you could be yotzei tefila behirhur. You can do tefila just by thinking. We make a bracha on a maisa mitzvah. Whenever we make a bracha, it's on an action. Tefila can be done verbally, but it also can be done behirhur. And therefore, we wouldn't make a bracha. The Maram Shik writes in a tshuva that you only make a bracha on, like we said, on a maisa, right? Tefila does involve a maisa, speaking the words, but that's not all it involves. You can say every single word in the Siddur and not be yotzei the mitzvah of tefila. If you're saying every word in the Siddur, but your mind is on what the Yankees are doing, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of tefila. You're not standing in front of God. You're not paying any attention to what you're saying. That's not tefila. So if the maisa doesn't accomplish the whole mitzvah, you're not going to make a bracha on it. If you need something else to accomplish the mitzvah, you're not going to make a bracha. And the final suggestion, based on the Haggadah of the Mais Nisan, the Haggadah of the Nesivos says that you never make a bracha on a bracha. For instance, we don't make a bracha, Shagri Shom Nesos Vitzvanu, on Havdalah. Why? Because Havdalah itself is a bracha. So it's ridiculous to make a bracha on a bracha. We don't do that. Says the Nesivos, that's why we don't make a bracha on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is done through brachos. Asher Ga'alanu is a bracha in the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you don't make a bracha on something that's done through brachos. How do we daven? 19 brachos. So you're not going to make a bracha on a mitzvah that itself is done through brachos. Okay, so that's our first unit on tefillah. Next time we will find something else to discuss relating to tefillah.